cold. So cold. Yes, it would be canceled. Wow, it's really snowing.
This would be a funny first episode. 5 minutes long.
Oh my gosh.
I'm glad you got the tips, though. I'd have been really sad.
Into the hot tub. Oh, that feels good. 104 degrees. You know what? Maybe all that rain we got has kind of filled this thing up.
Yeah, I don't know. But it feels nice, doesn't it?
It does feel nice, but it also feels...
cool?
No, like this thing is very full.
Well, this cover's probably leaking a little bit too, dear. We got a lot of rain, a lot of snow.
Well, that's what I mean. I probably am going to need to drain it. Yeah, it's very full.
I think winter's finally here again.
Yeah, I would say that's a safe bet, safe assumption.
The roads coming home were really sloppy.
Yeah, I bet.
I was glad we were coming home. Glad I went though too. I'm glad I took her just so she, cause she did in that back room. Have you ever been inside there?
No.
They have a back room where they do classes and stuff, mm-hmm. but they have some like ab equipment and stuff in there. She goes back there and does pull-ups, and she was doing like some, you know, showing off some like leg stuff or gymnastics kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was so busy. I actually, when I got there, I went, you know, maybe like. Because I knew I was going to see people I knew.
Give it like
a
couple weeks. Yeah, everybody wants to go to the gym till about, you know what, like I'd say after a couple weeks, you lose a lot. After, you know, February 1st, you lose a little bit more. And by the end of February, most of them are gone. The gym really, like, in the 4 years I was at BFIT, I would say, like, to our core group of, like, morning guys,
mm-hmm.
guys and girls, maybe one or two a year would get added, you know, in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, well, and then more than one or two would leave, really, you know, once mm-hmm. different things happen. But so... you know, there was always like a bit of a boom and then really, yeah, not much of a real addition. And the guy who owns my gym now, you know, Jeff, his name is, he's sort of a strange guy. Nice guy, a little bit different, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know, he's just, like the way he speaks and stuff is sort of slow. Not like that he's slow, just, and I don't know, if maybe he doesn't hear very well.
How long has he owned it?
I think a long time.
Right, he's not going anywhere from
He's already told me he wants to sell. The building, the equipment, the business, everything.
Yeah.
I think he'd sell the whole business for like 300 grand.
Maybe that's where Tim should go. It's because we're out here. They wanted to be out here because of us. When we didn't want them near us, huh? Oh, good girl, Lucy. She's paying. Good girl. Thank you. At the cafe. Mm-hmm. She's coming to lick you. You're gonna let her?
No. Don't lick my drink. You bad dog. Nasty dog. And then this one wants to come over here and like...
Maybe Tim should buy that business. That might be a good one because then he can just put his stuff in there. You don't think he's going to leave his spot?
No, he's expanding. He's doubling the size, almost doubling the size because he was able to get rid of those stupid tanning beds.
Well, they weren't his. Yeah, either way.
Right. So he's already working on it. Seems like he's doing all right. And I mean, geez, I went in there and
yeah, you've been buying those energy drinks left and
right. Yeah, well, not that. I mean, I bought two of them.
Okay.
I'm not buying that many, but he got these new products in.
Oh, she's pooping.
Must be. Wow. Yeah, she's going to go somewhere and poop.
Maybe she's looking for Penny.
Bulldog on the loose.
Maybe she just wants to play. Nope, she's squatting.
She's going to find a spot. Anyway, today was a very, very good day. Especially to, like, you know, start the year off. I've spent the last month thinking about 2019 and, like, what I'm going to do differently. You know, what changes I want to make in my own personal habits, but also in my business. How am I going to create the kind of business to, to be number one, really? I mean, I would say, I'd be happy. My goals that I set, I want to do 350,000 in net commissions. I've never done that before, but I mean, I've done over 250. So this year, if I can do 350 and we're able to save 40% of it to invest in real estate, tithe 10%, give 25% to the I, to the R, to the S, then that leaves 40% to live on, which is pretty good money still. Leaves a lot of vacation money, you know, for us to go on trips. But it's like, it's all talk until you actually put it into action. And today, like when I woke up, or even last night before I went to bed, I didn't feel like I had the energy to really, like, I've enjoyed these last couple of weeks of us spending a lot of time together, going to movies, you know, like just snuggling up, whatever. And it was like, oh God, it's back to the grind. But you know what? I got up this morning late. I mean, I didn't sleep well. So I already felt like I was behind the eight ball. It would have been very easy to just write today off.
Right.
It's like, oh, well, you know, I'll start tomorrow. But instead, I did drag myself into the office, got my my devotion and my journaling done, got my butt to the gym. But before I did, I looked at my goals again. I wrote down some new stuff and just decided that because I had a pretty full day of appointments, I wasn't going to let that stop me from prospecting. Because what seems to happen in real estate, what's always happened to me is you have nothing going on, and so you work really hard. You prospect, you dig up new business, and then all of a sudden you have all this business to manage. So you stop prospecting, and you're just managing that business. And then it all closes, and you're back to the bottom of the wave, and you have to start over again.
Right.
The only way I'm going to surpass what I did the last couple of years is by making sure that I'm prospecting
every day.
And so to not let myself off the hook today, I said that I was going to touch base with 5 past clients, reach out to the last 10 internet leads and follow up with them, set my CRM software to automatically start to follow up with people, and I wanted to post something on social media, which felt like a lot, felt like too much with the schedule I had, but I ended up getting it all done. In fact, I made 3 posts and got all sorts of stuff done, so, you know. And it left room for stuff to do tomorrow, too. I got everything done, but there's still plenty to do tomorrow. So,
right.
Yep. Very good. And the automated system is already working. And in fact, I'm already seeing the results. So, I've already set a couple appointments.
Good.
Yep. I've got a showing in the next couple days, and I've got a showing on Saturday. So,
that's great.
What about you?
I took care of 3 very needy children. Went to the dentist with Noble. He only screamed 1 time. That's amazing to me. Just hung out with kids, really didn't do much. I mean, worked out with Amber. Took care of our dogs. I don't know, it's pretty crazy how busy, like, I feel like my day is extremely busy, but yet I can't say that I did all those things. I made dinner, but yeah. Can't really.
How do you feel about that?
It was terrible. It was a horrible.
That's all right, though, you know?
It was a horrible meal.
It's best just to say that. Just to say that, you know what I mean? You took a swing and a miss tonight. You tried Instapotting ham.
Which we've done before.
With a bigger ham, it was fine. This was a small half a ham.
Probably what the problem
and it just overcooked it. Yeah. And then the green bean thing, I mean, who knows? Maybe it would have been good, slightly different. But however it came out, it just looked like...
They weren't good.
It was just dried... Terrible. Yeah, so, asparagus-looking things. But you know what? Everybody ate. Everybody's fine. Mm-hmm. I had plenty to eat today. All I ate was that little bit of ham and green beans. And then my normal burger, egg, and bacon, and cottage cheese for lunch. So
I made dinner. It was terrible. See, I got my nails painted. I know. I sound like I'm living life in luxury today.
Did you listen to that podcast?
I started it and the kids kept interrupting me every single time. I really can tell I'm going to like it though because I liked everything that they said. They said that everybody on their show that they have talk on there, you know, is either an entrepreneur, investing in real estate or this or that. And I started it and like I said, but every time I tried to listen to it, one of the kids needed me. Noble would not stop asking to play the PlayStation. Jeremiah was being fitful about something. Oh, because he's not getting enough attention. And then Little Miss...
I feel like we should say NJ and Sunshine, just to keep the anonymity.
Fine. And then Sunshine, needs a lot of attention all the time, too. So, yes. So, today I was pretty emotionally exhausted.
Throughout the course of my... driving around and whatnot, I managed to listen to that whole most recent podcast of sort of the recap of all their episodes in the past year. Mm-hmm. And then I went back and listened to the entire first episode, the Mr. Money Mustache one.
It's good. Yeah. So.
And it just got me even more
fired up
to just pursue.
I should start reading that blog. You always ask me to. I should do it. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. Or tonight even, who knows?
Just to pursue financial independence.
Yeah, I did like something on that show that they said about a certain author who's great, but more for the people that just want to be average, that just want to be debt-free.
Right.
And I loved what they said because they were like, this isn't for them. And I was happy to hear that.
You know what? We could be, the average person, they'd be lucky just to be out of debt and have $1,000 worth of savings. That's obviously not good enough for us. I mean, we could be out of debt in 3 months if we put our back into it and really decided to. 6 months at the latest. Yeah. Like, if
anyway,
we just decided
I thought,
to live broke,
I liked what they said about that just because, you know.
His whole thing, and obviously we're talking about Dave What's-His-Face. Wow, that's the fastest I've ever seen her run.
Sorry.
Dave What's-His-Face?
Ramsey.
Dave Ramsey.
Trying to say his name.
You know, like only use cash for stuff. That's kind of dumb. I mean, yeah, you know, you can really build, you can build a lot of net worth by leveraging mortgages. And so we're not going to follow that, but it is really practical advice for the person who's scared that they might have a $700 expense.
Right. Come anyway, out of nowhere. I just thought that was, I liked that part of it. And yeah. Trying to think what else.
All these podcasts make me want to read more and more. Because they always are recommending books.
Yeah, but I liked that guy that you're 10 times better. So funny story. I actually own that on Audible and I didn't know that.
What?
10 times better or 10X?
The 10X rule?
I have it on Audible.
Why? Why did you get that?
Somebody probably had suggested it at one point. Why? I've had it is my point. So I started listening
to it. It just seems like a strange...
Okay. Well, anywho.
I liked it. I finished it. I liked it.
Oh, I like what he said, though, when he talks about books. So even though he's selling his own book, but he said there's so many free podcasts. Why? Not that we shouldn't read. Mm-hmm. I'm not stating that. I'm just saying he's like, there's so much free stuff out there. Why would
you? Yeah, I mean, if you can't afford I mean, you can always go to the library. That's the other thing. Like, I don't have to buy all these books.
Yeah, our library does not have a lot of them.
Well, but you can get them.
I went into the library to try to get Noble something, and they could not get it. The closest was somewhere else, and it was going to take, like, forever.
I mean, if you really wanted to pinch pennies, which probably we should, maybe I should just be checking these books out instead of buying them. But I mean, if I can invest $7 to $10, get out of here, go. If I can invest $7 to $10 and pick up a little habit or a tool that's going to help me to make $100,000, I mean, come on,
right?
I mean, it's. Plus, I can loan it out. I can bless somebody else by letting them borrow it. So it doesn't bother me to spend money on books. But if the average person reads one book a year and makes $30,000, and the average CEO reads 50 books a year and makes north of 10 times that amount, I believe there is a correlation there. So...
Well, you're on your way. You've already been reading a lot.
I am. I'm reading a lot. I'm learning a lot.
Now you're putting into action.
I'm listening to some really good podcasts about investing and financial independence and stuff. So, you know what? They say that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. For you, that sucks. Because you're with a 6-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 15-year-old, a 16-year-old, more often than not. But we can spend time with these people on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Just by having their voice in our ear, we will become a little bit more like them. So
wait, you're saying I'm like a child?
I'm saying the odds are stacked against you. You don't have like great people. Most of the people actually that reach out to you, they're trying to come up to your level. And so that sucks. You know, you don't have anybody around you who's operating at a much higher level, let alone five.
You mean like
five,
a really great mentor?
Like five really great people who are like doing what you want to do at a better level.
I personally wish I had like a mentor. I do not have one. And I don't really have anybody like...
But yes, you do. What's the name of the girl wash your face person?
Yeah, Rachel Hollis.
Rachel Hollis, she is in your head right now. You are listening to her almost every day. You've read the book. Like, you're spending time with her.
Yeah.
So that's one. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can choose, and I can choose, to surround ourselves with actually the best people in the world. You mentioned the 10X rule, Grant Cardone. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to a lot of his stuff. He's a little aggressive for me, for my tastes. I don't really like the way he does sales. I think for real estate, you've got to be a little bit more gentle. He's in more of the sales training. So they are very aggressive. And I don't want to be that. I don't want to be like that boiler room type, like always be closing, like, you know, whatever. My clients need me to be looking out for their best interest at all times, regardless.
Right.
I mean, when I'm selling myself, sure. But I like the things he has to say, though. The principles are sound. And then, you know, Mr. Money Mustache is a great one.
Mm-hmm.
The Bigger Pockets in Real Estate podcast I've been listening to is really awesome.
Right.
you know, we can surround ourselves with some really good people, even though we don't know them.
Yeah, no, you're right, because I actually honestly don't spend much time with anybody. Right. Except for...
Yeah, except for on the phone or occasionally in person, but even then...
But even then, it's not very much.
It's people
time.
Who...
Need something from
who
me.
Who need you to bring them up.
They need something from me. It's not,
which is why you're not feeling...
I don't have anybody.
No. You need people around you who are better than you.
Yeah, I don't really have that. I mean, I really don't, like...
Same with me. I want to be, unfortunately, I'm not only the top in my office, but the top in my company in all of our area. So, I can reach out. There's really only, I think, two agents better than me.
Talking to the agents that are, like, the luxury. I was talking about that today.
We don't have luxury properties. So even if I, like, learned everything from them, I'd have to move.
Yeah.
I'd pretty much have to move to really take advantage of it. But I don't want that. I can make $500,000 a year by just working harder right here.
I don't want to move unless I can afford a place on the East Coast, and then I just Airbnb it, and I go see it.
No, and you know what? We already own too much house. Actually, this house is perfect for us.
We do not own too much
house. We do, though. We could get by on a smaller house.
I don't think we can with sunshine.
Well, maybe not now, but we chose that. Mm-hmm. We chose to bring in a foster kid. We have this great yard, garage, all that stuff costs money. You know what I mean? That adds to the cost of the house, but I think we did very well. We bought a very modestly priced house.
I keep telling you too, like, we don't need anything better.
Yeah, I agree. I am not wanting to buy anything else, like, unless we could rent this out and buy something that would make us more money. And I don't see that happening. The house down the street, that's not a smart play. So we're just going to stay here. This house is almost the perfect size for the five of us and the two dogs. Mm-hmm. There is a really comfortable living area. We each have our own rooms. But if I had it to do over again,
would you have stayed in our old house and just fixed it up? No,
but that's almost more pride. If I You know, I heard this great quote today from Coco Chanel. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she said, I don't give a damn what you think of me. I don't think of you at all. Which is really great.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's hardcore.
That is really hardcore. Like, and it's so true. I mean, when you're operating at a high level, you will have haters, but... You know what? The people who I hear about hating on me, or they make negative comments on my video, I don't even know who they are. So it's like, why would I care what they think?
You know that girl, wash your face lady, like, mm-hmm. She has a quote that basically says, what other people think of you is not your business.
Yes, I've heard that. And then there's another concept when you're talking about creating content.
That's what she does, right?
When you're creating content and putting it out there in the world, like, I've been toying with the idea of a newsletter, but I don't want to be a spammy type person. But the quote is, the people who mind don't matter, and the people who matter won't mind.
That's true.
So it's like when I'm creating content, I want to create actually 10 times the content I'm creating right now. And I'm not going to worry that that's going to be too much for some people. And they're going to be like, why is this guy always on my news feed? Or why is this guy always in my inbox? I'm unsubscribing. That guy doesn't matter.
Right.
The ones who matter won't mind that I'm talking to them more often.
Right. That's good.
So, you know, it's tough, though. It's tough because I don't want to annoy anybody.
Yeah, but the reason why I think you are as successful as you are is because you're out there.
Oh, absolutely.
No, it's not because because that's the difference between me and you, is I think in general, I actually think I have a better personality than you, and that I'm not saying to be mean, and I think I'm more, like, sweet and stuff, but I don't have the balls that you have. Like, I would never sell myself the way you sell yourself.
I mean, you're definitely sweeter.
I guess...
No, you're definitely sweeter than I am, more compassionate than I am.
But I just but complimented as you.
You know, I don't know, all-around personality. I don't know if I'd agree with that or not.
Oh, really? All-around personality? You don't think I have a better one than yours?
No.
Huh. I do, but that's just me.
I don't. I think you tend to, when feeling sort of uncomfortable or whatever, you get sort of... You just start chattering and like kind of mindlessly, like well, when you're uncomfortable.
That's your opinion, but some people love that about me.
Well, I don't know. I've never heard anyone say they love that about you.
I don't know. I guess I disagree with you because I have in my opinion, I have way more people that reach out to me about wanting to talk to me about things mm-hmm. and wanting to hang out with me. And sure. I do. I have a lot of
but
people.
But I have a lot of that too. I have a lot of people always at wanting, seeking counsel or advice or whatever on how they can come up. It's not like I'm perfect, but I think I'm very good with people in different circumstances and situations. Okay. I can read a situation and roll with it, mm-hmm. whereas you might get flustered and or uncomfortable or out of your depth, and then you start sort of you get uncomfortable and then you're stammering and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm a little bit better under pressure, I think.
Okay. Well, I mean, right. So that's the difference between us, though.
You're definitely more compassionate.
Different person.
So people who are super, super needy, they do not bother me. They won't, they don't ask me for things. But they do feel like you will help them.
Right.
So.
I think the dogs are.
But I could be, that's just my perception, too, from where I sit. I mean,
yeah, it's your
sometimes
opinion.
You will nudge me or, like where I'm clearly making you uncomfortable because I'm either being a jerk or I'm saying things that you feel, hey, get out of here. Or I'm saying things that you feel like I shouldn't say.
I think it's their bedtime. I think those dogs need to go to bed. I do. I think they need to go to bed. Oh, my patient is...
That is an annoying sound. Penny!
They're just playing. They're being animals. Well, baby,
I wish one of the kids would let them in.
Amber, she's not going to. She's and Noble's oblivious too. So we have two oblivious kids right now that are right by doors that will not let them in.
All right, well, if you feel like that's it.
I don't want to listen to them anymore, do you?
No, not particularly. All right, well, then we will... You know what? That was almost a half hour. 28 minutes and 15 seconds and counting.
My bra is soaking wet from the snow.
Your bra is soaking wet? That's good, baby.
Great.
All right, we'll end with that. Soaking wet bra.